Welcome, and thank you for downloading the Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong Blueprint. We're excited and privileged to be able to share such an incredibly transforming practice with you. Now that this ancient science is being uncovered and explained in a Western user-friendly fashion, you can begin to practice Qigong right now. What was once ear-whispered for centuries is now clearly explained in this six-step blueprint. As you've already discovered, qi is a word that refers to energy, in particular, vital essence or life force. The ancients discovered that the physical body has areas of intense energy concentration, called dan tians in Chinese. These are somewhat akin to batteries, and there are three of them in the human body. Of course, as with any battery, it is important that this equipment is recharged periodically. If these vital batteries lose their charge, the body stops functioning smoothly and opens the door to disease. We generally come into this life with a teeming storehouse of high voltage energy. This explains the exuberance of youth. However, once we begin to tap into the storage center with greater and deeper frequency, we begin to notice that activities for which we formerly had abundant energy no longer energize or excite us the way they did. We tire more easily. This is because our qi has become sluggish and our batteries need to be recharged. Have you ever noticed this? Many of us have. This is why the ancients developed a way to awaken the qi or life force. What Qigong does is recharge your battery, just like home appliances that burn out and stop working due to fluctuations in electrical transmissions. Our organs can lose function and efficiency and begin to decline, especially when there are fluctuations in energy levels. From the standpoint of traditional Chinese medicine, this is the beginning of all manner of disease. However, even vibrantly healthy folks can benefit tremendously from the greater perception, higher energy levels, and stronger intuition that result from doing Qigong. This is the result of the amazing practice of good morning, good evening Qigong. Don't be fooled by the simplicity of the movements. There's a lot more going on than meets the eye, such as the development of internal strength, which also translates into amazing physical prowess. Qigong masters have long been revered for their longevity, intuition, strength, and personal power. This may be one of the reasons that the teachings have been kept secret and withheld from the public. However, with Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong, all of this ancient wisdom is condensed into an easy-to-follow program that you can do in mere minutes each day. Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong is a beautiful blueprint for making your dreams come true. Remember, the visible part of this program is the only part which is a proverbial tip of an iceberg. You're going to catch this sense as you begin to awaken your qi. Awakening the qi. It wasn't until 1972 that the amazing magic of acupuncture was introduced to the United States by way of an unusual event. When President Nixon made his historic visit to China, one of the U.S. team who traveled with him was New York Times reporter James Reston. During the visit, Mr. Reston suffered a life-threatening appendix rupture and was hospitalized in very serious condition. He was treated with traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture in addition to Western treatment, and the results were astounding. The effectiveness of acupuncture had long been recognized in the East, but this was the first time it made headlines in our Western culture. It wasn't long before the National Institutes of Health recognized acupuncture as a viable way of treating and healing ailments. We mention this because Qigong is another way to stimulate the energy meridians studied by acupuncturists. meridians and their attached acupoints or energy wells play a very important role in Qigong, especially in awakening the Qi. Stimulating these points by tapping the body has been proven to open clogged channels and release impediments found along the meridians, which are connected to all the major organs of the body. Once these meridians, which appear to be strings of liquid crystals that carry electromagnetic pulses and the mysterious energy called Qi, are opened and freed of obstructions, health and healing ensue. This is why the first exercise in our blueprint is so important. Building the Qi. Once we have awakened the Qi, it's time to build the Qi. This is why this exercise is so beneficial. The latent Qi is just waiting to be awakened. When it comes to life, you feel a very pleasant buzz around your body. Of course, at this point, you'll want to learn how to increase that buzz and build the Qi. It's time to make an energy or Qi ball. What you want to do is to hold this invisible pulsating ball of energy between the palms of your hands as if playing an accordion. Gently, gently, slightly pulse your hands together. Soon, as you become attentive to the feeling, you'll notice how magnetic the space between your hands is becoming. While you work with this Qi ball, consider the image of churning raw milk into butter. At first, when you begin to churn, you feel no resistance. But as you continue, you notice the liquid beginning to gel. It's the same with the energy ball that you make between your hands. As you continue to work with it, notice it and build it. This life force energy grows stronger and stronger and becomes more solid. Storing the Qi. This phase of Good Morning Qigong involves storing the Qi. This is where you charge the battery with the extra energy. You'll want enough energy to more than last you through your daily routine or activities. In the eyes of the uninitiated observer, this doesn't look like much, since it's easy to miss what's actually taking place on the energy level. The simple movements and postures serve as an invaluable template for the invisible activity that makes Qigong so amazingly effective as a healing and energizing modality. As you pack energy into its physical repository, you'll eventually begin to notice a warm glow in the area located 3 fingertips below your navel. This spot, according to traditional Chinese medicine, is called the Dan Tian. The Chinese character for Qi depicts this as cooking rice with steam or energy rising. As you begin to store the Qi, hold the image of wrapping your arms around a large ball of golden mist, around the size of a beach ball, and pressing it into your abdomen. Next, feel that the mist is being accepted by your body. You're storing it as the invisible force field drifts into your battery. Every morning, you'll feel more and more energized as you continue to practice Good Morning Qigong. Cleansing the Qi. Qi enters your body through the pores of your skin, and this amazing energy also pours out of you all day long, filling your aura with the smallest particles of light, known as photons. Qi embeds these microscopic particles into your skin and vital organs, and they give off a visible luminescence that sensitive people recognize as your aura, the inner energy radiating outward from your skin. The more Qi you emit, the brighter your aura becomes. However, the effect of exuding energy at this level is that a certain amount of the electromagnetic residue can also build up on the skin, hence the need to cleanse the Qi. Most people are completely unaware of their energy release throughout the day. This is why they feel so sluggish, especially if they have been in heightened emotional states. When we experience wild swings of emotion, static electricity clings to the skin and the tiny hair follicles, and blocks that we have stop the flow of healthy Qi, thus bringing fatigue or tiredness. This is why cleansing the qi is so vital. What do you do when you've been washing dishes and the dish rag or sponge becomes saturated with dirty water? You squeeze it, don't you? After the sponge or dish rag is squeezed, it's ready to take on more clean water. It's the same with your energy body, which is the electromagnetic component of your physical form. If your energy body completely loses its charge, you will, in the most literal sense, have a dead body. This is why this aspect of cleansing the qi is so important. When you tense up and squeeze the muscles of your body, you're also contracting the cellular structure and creating an electromagnetic discharge that carries the residue of leftover or stagnant qi out of the body. When you relax, new fresh qi will be absorbed and stored. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water in a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You can put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend, said Bruce Lee. Calming the qi. With the onrush of new energy coming into your body, you're apt to feel energized or excited. However, you don't want to become overstimulated, especially in the evening. What we want to do at this point is calm the qi so that a restful, peaceful sleep will follow. During the rhythmic phases of deep, dreamless sleep, the pituitary gland secretes human growth hormone. HGH is the master hormone, much like an umbrella under which all the other essential hormones work together. If your system is too energized at night, your sleep is apt to be restless and easily interrupted, which disrupts the secretion of HGH and all the other hormones essential for health. This is why calming the qi is done in the good evening portion of your Qigong program. For sleep to occur, both body and mind must surrender. This is where Tai Chi arms comes into play. This exercise is where you imagine invisible strings attached to the tops of both wrists. Your arms are completely relaxed, as if they are large boneless ropes being lifted up and down by tiny threads. Your hands are simply like loose paddles. As your arms are raised, you inhale by allowing your abdomen to expand outward. This action drops the diaphragm, allowing more room for new, clean, fresh energy. Next, allow your arms to simply float downward. Float is the key word here. Gently floating is the way they should feel. When we breathe this way, there is a deep therapeutic massage provided by the contraction and expansion of the diaphragm. This type of breathing alkalizes and oxygenates the blood and intracellular fluids. Without this practice, the breath can become stale and acidified. But with this practice, not only is the breath energized, but the entire endocrine system is balanced rather than being flooded by stress hormones. The nervous system becomes relaxed rather than exhausted, and energy is built, stored, and utilized rather than scattered and depleted. As you lower your arms, hold the image of them being as light as ribbons in the wind. On this downward flowing motion, slowly and gently exhale. Your exhalation pulls your abdomen inward and gently tucks it upward. The diaphragm pushes up against the lungs, squeezing out the last remnants of stale air. This is what is considered a complete breath. Please bear in mind that the lungs are where the miracle of the red mist happens. In the tiny hair-like follicles of the lungs, which are connected to very fine, delicate capillaries, the exchange of oxygen in the blood takes place. Something we never think of is how the air we breathe becomes the liquid that pulses through our bodies. This is the point where the body makes a gas into a liquid. It is known as the miracle of the red mist. The new blood, fully oxygenated, takes on a bright, luminous sparkle, while the old blood is darker, coarser, and sooty in appearance. Without a full Qigong breath, stale air settles and stagnates in the lower recesses of the lungs. This can be compared to the deadly damp black of a coal mine, a term miners use to identify pockets of poisonous air. So you can just imagine how important proper breathing is. This breath technique, along with mentally or vocally saying, "Calm down," as you lower your arms and exhale, is very powerful. Exhalation in this manner is incredibly valuable for calming and relaxing the entire body and mind. Now, with this feeling of total relaxation, you're ready for the final stage of good evening Qigong, accumulating the Qi. It is in this stage of accumulating Qi that we embrace the moon. The sun vitalizes us with its morning rays, but the moon soothes and calms us at night. By day, the pineal gland activates serotonin, which is an energizing hormone. But as soon as night falls, the pineal gland begins secreting melatonin in preparation for slumber and sleep. Good morning, good evening Qigong works similarly to activate the accumulation of Qi. In Qigong, the flow of Qi follows where the mind goes. This is why this portion of the program is so important. What we're doing is setting up our system on autopilot to recharge us while we sleep. A few tips can help you to get the most out of this program. Reward yourself with a cup of mint or chamomile tea before going to bed. If you have had any challenges with going to sleep, make certain all the lights are off. Your pineal gland does not work well when the lights are on at night. Also, keep your feet warm and you'll sleep more soundly. This might mean wearing socks or taking a warm bath right before bed. However, good evening Qigong by itself will stimulate a deep and restful sleep, allowing you to sleep naturally all night long. The embracing the moon portion of the good evening Qigong program by stimulating the pineal gland also triggers the release of human growth hormone. When your brain emits the delta frequencies that occur while you're in a dreamless sleep, you'll be revitalizing your body through the release of certain hormones. This program is deceptively powerful. This is why such techniques have borne the test of time. They produce not only a sense of well-being, but actual internal changes resulting in greater health, more energy, more personal magnetism, and increased intuition. We wish you the greatest success with this spectacular, natural, and easy way to practice Qigong. In conclusion, when you see someone practicing good morning, good evening Qigong, what you're observing are the rhythmic movements, the balance, and the grace of the postures. However, what cannot be seen with the eyes is the internal part of this practice. This is what has kept this ancient teaching alive for thousands of years. It is so powerful and effective in producing healing and health that those who practice are simply astounded. This practice has often been referred to as internal alchemy, for this has become the primary source of its benefits. It is what produces unusual strength, health, and physical longevity, for all the ingredients for success are already found within the human body. Not only will your organ systems, breath, and vital cellular metabolism become more energized, but you'll experience a deepening sense of peacefulness and tranquility. Soon you'll notice an incredible sense of well-being pervading all you do. These are just some of the amazing rewards you'll receive from practicing good morning, good evening Qigong. There are many more that we'd love to share with you as you study with us. We wish you the very best success using this ancient time-tested program. We'd also like to thank you for spending time with us. May you be blessed beyond measure by this information. With you in health, energy, tranquility, and success, Peter Ragnar and Tristan Truscott. Please visit www.filledwithchi.com. That's www.filledwithchi.com. www.filledwithchi.com. Have a wonderful and beautiful day. Thank you.